It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So, Dave, is this the day that we do Big Fatty's show?
Yeah. What was it that you had ready for us?
No. You were supposed to get this ready. This was your whole thing.
No. I remember leaving you a note that you're supposed to have something ready.
Well, I don't know where the note is. Where did you put it?
You know, that may have gotten lost in all the wrapping paper and everything else, but... Well, folks, this is episode 2852... of the BFO for Friday, January the 4th, 2019. And on this show, we're just going to try to figure this thing out as we go, which basically is like a regular Big Fatty episode. So fasten your seatbelts, folks. It's probably going to be a little bit bumpy.
Actually, wait a minute. I don't have my seatbelt. Did you? You took my seatbelt again, didn't you?
You know what? I can't keep up with you on everything.
Well, you're supposed to. You're my husband.
Okay. I think the music has stopped, so now we can actually start get into the episode here.
Okay.
Not into a fight. That will still happen, though, I can guarantee you.
Well, it might be on one side, but I'm not going to do anything about it. It's Crema Day.
Yes. First of all, yes, pulling back the curtain, we really should introduce ourselves in case you haven't already figured out who we are. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy.
And I'm Paul, Mr. Green Jeans.
And we are the co-hosts of the Denims, formerly known as that Blue Jeans guy. And we are one of the many people who step forward to help Big Fatty out as he is tending to family business in the Hatlanta. And we certainly still send our well wishes to him and the Hat Arena and the... Big Fatty Brothers. I don't know what you call all those people, but we send well wishes to everyone on there. And this little train wreck of a show is just going to be, well, what you're kind of used to, except that you're not hearing Big Fatty and Poodle and,
right,
you know, the occasional Vera quote.
Right. You got us, which is a good thing.
That's debatable.
Ruin my Christmas. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, and that's also the pulling back the curtain thing. We're actually doing this on Crema Day, because when you're talking about Big Fatty, it has to be Crema, not Christmas. And
well, okay.
Yeah. I tried to educate him on some of the BFO-isms, and you know, we'll see how well some of it stuck, because he still forgot his material.
Yeah, I would have had it ready had you given it to me by my hand and not hid it in the wrapping paper.
Anyway, let's move forward. All right. So again, I'm David, that Blue Jeans guy, and he is Paul, Mr. Green Jeans. And we want to, first of all, we'll wish some happy birthdays to some fine people out there in the BFO land. Today, January the 4th, is Blue from the Pod Cubs episode. It's his birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, and I gotta say to Blue, woof.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, no, just woof. It has to be a very low-pitched woof.
Okay, well, that's for you. For me, it's a woof, woof.
Oh, okay, whatever. And then on Saturday, it is the birthday of the one and only Good Humor Penguin, a friend of both shows, the Big Fatty Online and the Denims, Michael Fine. So happy birthday, Michael.
Happy birthday, Michael.
And hopefully I'll find that birthday music so I can get that stripped in here. If right. not, then happy birthday anyway.
Right, because you don't want either one of us to sing.
Well, maybe me.
Oh, Lord, don't make me slap you.
Maybe I want to.
Well, maybe I don't want to anymore.
No, okay, I see. Well, folks, as you can see, as usual, we are our usual, well, by now we've probably put everyone to sleep, so, you know, you probably stopped listening about, you know, minute three or four here, but we actually do have some things planned. Like I said, this is Crema Day, And we can talk a little bit about what happened there.
Yep.
And all kidding aside, Paul does actually have some material ready. So
We're going to do Peck now, is that?
Yes. And I'll just show you the time here.
Okay. Okay, so most of you know from my show I do an encouragement corner. And today I have chosen spiritual affirmations and the power that they hold.
Yes.
Okay. So, because of time, I'm just going to go ahead and get right into the affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is a spiritual affirmation. I am more than a body that is visible to me. My essence is more than anything in this material world, and so it cannot be defined by these words. You have a mental affirmation. Whatever I think about, I'll make happen. So I will think about goodness and prosperity. And above all, I will think about being happy, and even when it is hard too. A financial affirmation. I don't have to be alarmed about my financial well-being because the universe will take care of that. What I need to focus more on is my spiritual well-being. I don't exploit or abuse money, so I will never lack it. A physical affirmation. My body is pure and sacred. My nature is to be healthy. My mind and my body are pure and will remain so because I will them to be. Social affirmation. People are important to me, but even more important is that I be a source of love to them. They are here to reawaken my soul to faith and love. All my relationships are healthy and pure as I always want them to be. So on this Krimma Day, this is, you know, just a little gift to you.
Yes. But of course, it's not really Krimma when you're listening to this. It is January the 4th. So just a reminder on that one.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
That's okay. That's okay. Because we already pulled back the curtain on that one earlier.
Yeah.
So speaking of, we want to catch everybody up a little bit, but we also want to talk about Big Fatty as well. I want to talk about Big Fatty because I have actually met him in person. And it was kind of an interesting thing when I was thinking about what we wanted to do with this show is that Paul and I, this is probably the closest we will ever get to being on an episode of The Gaze, which for most people know is an episode when Big Fatty has a guest in the Fat Cave, and they record a little show together. And the requirement is that you, and actually it doesn't necessarily have to be in the Fat Cave, because you and Big Fatty just have to be in the same room together. So as far as Big Fatty, there is a mutual love that goes back and forth between us. There's a lot of joking, a lot of kidding, but you know, I knew when he was putting out the requests for episodes that definitely wanted to get one in there. So, get one in there as far as an episode, because Big Fatty and getting one in there is kind of vulgar.
Yeah, maybe just a little vulgar. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, it's just usual Paul stuff. Oh, great. Now you got that clap in there. Which is not the same thing as having the clap.
I was going to say, you best clarify yourself, dear.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you're pure as a driven snow.
That purity left a long time ago.
This is true. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye, Nicole. I don't think Nicole actually listens to Big Fatty anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Big Fatty would be a little bit much for Nicole. I'm just saying.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, we definitely wished everyone happy birthday, and we talked a little bit. Let's just talk a little bit about our Krimma Day here.
Okay.
So when we first woke up, we had Paul's usual tradition of breakfast bake. And will you describe what goes into the breakfast bake without your extra special ingredients?
Okay. Basically, the breakfast bake is eggs and bread and sausage and cheese.
Yes.
You put it in a 9x13 pan and you bake it for, well, it took me about an hour and a half to bake it this time.
Yeah.
Because it was so thick.
Oh, baby.
You like it thick. I know you do, baby.
Yes, I do.
So and anyway.
You do too.
Oh, yes.
That's why you married me.
That's right.
Oh, did I say something vulgar? Did I horrify some listeners?
I am in shock.
I know, right? Well, it's Big Fatty. You're supposed to be vulgar on Big Fatty.
All right.
Yeah. Bye, so, Nicole. I think at this point we might have lost Christina, too.
Right. That's okay. We still love you.
Yeah, we do.
So anyway, back to the breakfast bake. It's, you know, I bake it and, you know, it's really good.
Yeah. Well, what basically it is, he puts the rolls in the bottom of the pan, then puts the meat in there, and then like a mixture of eggs and what all.
Eggs and milk and, you know.
He may be secretly poisoning me for all I know because he will not let me in the kitchen and when he's cooking this. So, I, you know.
I will tell you, I've been making this for him for 5 years. He has not died yet.
Well, I'm just saying. You kill me off, you have to edit and upload this episode.
Sorry, Big Fatty.
Exactly. So, yeah, we had that, and then we unwrapped our presents, and what did you get, Mr. Paul?
I got me a massage table.
Yes.
Something that I've actually kind of been needing for quite some time.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, I'm a healer by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going through a series of new healing classes right now that basically require having a massage table.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, my wonderful husband, Mr. Santa himself, got me a massage table.
Yes, I did.
And he also got me some spare sheets with it, too.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yes. And I got them on the Amazon, which, of course, is not the Kim Beaver. Actually, it is the Kim Beaver store. That's a joke that you'd have to listen to a bunch of VFOs to know that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I now have another tool to help with my healing as a healer.
Yeah, he said tool.
Yeah. You need to get that cough checked out here.
I know. Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah. So, what did you get for Christmas?
I got me an Instant Pot. Something I have also been wanting for a couple of years now. And it was kind of funny. I had... Paul and I just kind of told each other what we wanted for Christmas, but we left it kind of ambiguous. At least I did. Him, I ended up getting his Christmas delivered to his parents' house because it's kind of big. It's kind of a big package.
Package, he said package.
Yeah. And as it turned out, I was originally going to pick it up that same week. Because I brought it on Black Friday, and it got delivered that Monday. Well, as it turned out, my grandmother passed the following, that Tuesday. I ended up having to go to Nashville for the funeral. Well, having to, but I chose to. So it sat in his parents' garage for about 2 weeks before I could finally go pick it up. And I was grateful that they let me do that. But, yeah, the Instant Pot, I'd given him a couple different ideas, and it was kind of funny when I told him that I was going to make soup for our Christmas meal, our crema meal. He gave me this look like, oh, no. Well, I already have a crock pot. But as then I kind of thought, okay, I've either got a crock pot or I've got an Instant Pot. And I still kind of guessed from the shape of the box, but I was still somewhat surprised. Yeah. I was surprised.
You were surprised.
Yes.
Because there could have been anything in that box.
This is true. Yes. But, yeah, so we were very happy about that. And we do also want to say that, you know, by this time, of course, we will have rung in the new year. And we'll have probably forgotten every single one of the things that we intended to do in the new year. Except for, well, a couple things. We do definitely want to get a house. And we do definitely want to, I don't know, just continue doing good stuff.
Yes. Also, he also forgot to mention about Crema. My parents came out for Crema brunch.
Yes. Yes. So the green jeans hats came out as well.
Yes.
Yeah, because we have to call them the hats on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a big fattyism.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. So they came out and they enjoyed breakfast with us as well. And once again, Papa Green Jeans had to show me how to use my own damn Keurig.
Papa Green Jeans is a coach, and he will always be a coach, and I keep telling you that.
I know, but he still told me how to use my own damn Keurig in my own damn house.
Well, your mother-in-law also told you how to cut the coffee cake, too.
Exactly. No, it was, you could go cut the coffee cake. Yes, I could. Now, Paul is, like, running around the kitchen trying to get stuff done, and we have a little tiny galley kitchen, but, yes, I got to go up and get in his way and cut a cake. Right. Yeah. So.
Mama Green Jeans can't let go.
Yeah. So, well, we are coming up on, it looks like, a little bit of time left. We're actually doing this on my extra absorbent iPad Pro Fat, and GarageBand, or Banjo Band, does not do time on there. They only do music measures. So we're kind of guessing about the amount of time here. So if you hear me come back in and say, here's a little filler, that's why. And I already told Paul and I got the evil eye, but you know. So we want to thank everybody for putting up with us on this. And I do want to say again that I really treasure the relationship that Big Fatty and I have had over the years, and definitely all the kidding back and forth. I used to consider him my big brother because since Nessa considers me to be her Uncle David, and she considers Big Fatty to be her fatty daddy, it made us automatically brothers because it's, you know, again, But, you know, all kidding aside, I definitely enjoyed doing this. And I definitely enjoyed doing this show with you, so.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I mean, you know, I don't know Big Fatty as well as, oh, sweet Jesus, what the hell is that?
That's the crickets letting us know that our time is up. So, we probably will need to go ahead and get off of here. And if I told Paul if I have to come back with a little bit of filler, I will do that. So. Folks, again, this has been the Denims filling in for Big Fatty as best as we possibly could do. And, what do you have to say about our episode today, Crickets? Oh, Lord, we put everyone to sleep.
Oh, man.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.
Oh, I can't freaking believe it. I actually still have time left. What am I going to do with that? I've got to do something. Oh, I do need to mention that I forgot to call it the anniversarium of exiting the birth canal. And, oh, I'm not sure what other things that I missed, but I'm a total failure. Total, complete ruination.